Okay, so we're up to Perek Chaf Beis, Mishnah Dalet over here. So, Nosin Tavshil Etzoch HaBor B'Shvil Shehiyah Shamor. Person's allowed to take a pot of cooked food and put it into some sort of a cool pit, so that it could be, so obviously this is in the days before they had refrigerators, so they could put it there so that it could be protected from spoiling, like in the heat of the daytime or something like that. V'Shamayim HaYafim B'Ra'im B'Shvil Shehitzanu. And so, this is a little bit complicated, so we'll just listen carefully, and we may place a pitcher of warm, but like drinkable, good drinkable water into a pool of cool water that is not drinkable, so that the drinkable water will cool down. In other words, basically, you can just make water cool again through this process. And we can place cool water in the sun so that it will become warm. Obviously, that's a big deal because, in theory, you would think that would be not necessarily be permitted, because it's like cooking. But says this Mishnah, and again, we may or may not paskin like this, ideally la halacha, but the Mishnah says that it's permissible to put this cool water in the sun so that it could become warm. Misha Nashru. So now this is again. So let's say someone who is walking and their outer clothes they sort of fell into water. They're soaking wet or they're very wet while he was traveling. So he's allowed to continue to walk in them. So imagine this person got either fell into water, or he got stuck in a rainstorm or something like that. So he's traveling. He is allowed to continue to walk in them even though they are wet. And he doesn't have to be concerned that someone who's looking at him is going to think, oh, this guy washed them on Shabbos. That would obviously not be allowed. And therefore, says the Mishnah, a person is allowed to walk in these. However, the Mishnah says, "Higi al chatzer hachitzona shotchan b'chama." If a person gets to, once he gets to the town and he arrives at sort of like the outermost courtyard, meaning the courtyard that's kind of nearest the town's entrance, where a person would be safe to leave his clothes there, he's not allowed to wear them anymore, says the Mishnah. Rather, what he has to do is he has to spread them out in the sun so that they could dry up. But a person cannot do this in front of the am, in front of other people, because that would not be permissible in this situation. And the reason, obviously, why is because people are just going to think that he washed the clothes on Shabbos. The truth is, nowadays, the halacha, a person is not allowed to do this because we believe that maris ayin, something that looks questionable, cannot be done whether or not people are there, because we always have to assume maybe some people might be there or could be seen. So therefore, even in a situation where no one's going to see him, we still do not allow it in that situation. Mishnah Hey. Let's say a person bathed in the water that was in a cave, and the situation the Mishnah is talking about in particular here is, let's say that a person heated up the water, put it in a cave to kind of keep it warm, to insulate it, or let's say a person took a bath in the waters of Tveria, basically any kind of spring that has naturally hot water, and it's tapega filu v'eser aluntios, and this person dried himself even with up to 10 towels, says the Mishnah. Lo yivim biado, a person is not allowed to carry them home in his hand on Shabbos because there's a concern they may come to squeeze the water out of them, which obviously would not be permitted to do. And the Chiddush, the big idea of the Mishnah that it's talking about over here is that even though basically when you get to that 10th towel, it's not going to be so wet anymore because you'll have used 10 towels to dry yourself. Nonetheless, even that last towel will not be permitted to carry on Shabbos back home. Aval asar b'nei adam mistapgin ba'aluntis achas b'neihem yudehem v'raglehem. Let's say you have 10 people who are drying their faces, their hands, and their feet with one towel. And obviously the Mishnah is talking about a case where in theory, the single towel used by 10 people could be used to dry their entire body, but generally, people who use share a towel with someone else do not share a towel unless it's to dry their faces, their hands, and feet. But nonetheless, if 10 people use a single towel to dry themselves off, umavi and osabi adan, in this situation, they are allowed to carry it in their hands on Shabbos, because the thought of the mission is that as long as you have a bunch of people together, then you're not so concerned that someone's going to be mechal Shabbos by squeezing some of the water up, because someone there is going to be able to remind you not to squeeze it out on Shabbos. And okay, we'll stop right here, and God willing, we will continue with Mishnah Vav.